simple when it's me and LV. No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers paid £349 or less February to July 2024. Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
From the case files of Miss Maureen 118212.
You know, the life of a telephone detective is never dull. One minute you might be called by a lady from Luton looking for a lighting shop. The next it might be a gent from Darrow who just needs a jeweller. Whatever the number you need is Maureen 118212.
Maureen!
118212.
Calls cost £2.50 per call plus 75p a minute with a minimum 1 minute charge plus your phone company's access charge.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. The Conservatives say they support in principle a rumoured 6% increase to the national minimum wage, but say the pressure it'll add on businesses can't be overlooked. An increase in employer national insurance contributions in tomorrow's budget has also been widely reported, with announcements already on the NHS and rises to the cap on bus fares. Chancellor Rachel Reeves is promising to fund a further 2 million appointments a year, though insists health service reform will take time. Dr. Sonia Adesara is an NHS doctor.
I have patients who are waiting months, sometimes years, to get the treatment that they need. You know, I've got children having to wait 6 months to see a psychiatrist. That needs to be addressed as an urgent priority.
In other news this morning, the Prime Minister says he's gravely concerned that Israel's passed a law banning a United Nations aid agency from operating in the country, complicating its access to Gaza. The UN Secretary General says restrictions on UNRWA will deepen the suffering of Palestinians. Israel claims it has Hamas links. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert says Gaza's in a mess and needs taking care of, but isn't surprised.
Whether UNRWA is an effective organization that could take care of it, I'm not certain. And the fact that they even admit some of theirs were involved in the terrible massacre, it certainly justifies a suspicion and of measures that ought to be taken by the Israeli government.
Meanwhile, at least 60 people have been killed in an Israeli airstrike on northern Gaza, according to the region's Hamas-run health ministry. A manhunt's underway for a gunman who fired at two people in East London. Two men in their 20s were taken to hospital in Canning Town on Saturday morning. Police say their injuries are not life-threatening. BP's profits have dropped almost a third in a year. It's still reported better than expected results for the 3 months to the end of September, though, of £1.74 billion. And Manchester City midfielder Rodri says he never dreamed he'd be capable of winning the Ballon d'Or. Spanish club Real Madrid boycotted the ceremony for the top prize in football.
Cloudy but mostly dry. Some brighter spells in the east. Highs between 13 and 16 Celsius. That's the latest. I'm Becky Cahill.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Penny Smith
on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Morning Mood from Grieg's Peer Gynt. The ballpoint pen is sort of 79 years old today. It's sort of, because weirdly it's not the biro, but a pen made by a company called Reynolds in the United States. It was the first to go on general sale. More pen nonsense shortly.
Magic of classical music.
Magic classical.
Oh,
Consort and Players and Bach's Mass in B minor, the Sanctus, and before that, Howard Shelley on the piano and Mendelssohn's Song Without Words. Not that simple, then, the ballpoint pen history, because the biro was the first commercialised ballpoint pen. And on this day, as in 79 years ago today, it was Milton Reynolds, who was this American businessman, who came across the biro in Argentina, and he did something called reverse engineering. And then he sold it in the US in 1945 on this very day. And he sold $100,000 worth of pens in the first day. And it was so successful that within 3 years, because of the laws of supply and demand, the price of a pen went from $12.50 to 50 cents. I know what you're saying. What about Britain? Well, interestingly, the first commercially successful ballpoint pens were produced also in 1945. It was the Miles Martin Pen Factory, one of the largest in the British Isles. Yes, I know, the biro. That was invented by the Biro brothers in 1938. OK, I think that's enough pen history, frankly. What have I got for you today? Do you know what? I reckon that Sandy Toksvig would know an awful lot about pens because she is the polymath, the writer, the comedian, the broadcaster, Sandy Toksvig. She's got a new stage show which is called One Night Only. Although it is for two nights, the question is, she could have renamed the show. Why didn't she? She's also got a hydraulic log splitter, and I do want to know about that. She is the only person. I don't know anybody else who's got a hydraulic log splitter. Why has she got one? What else is coming up in this hour? Well, there's a little bit of Shooby Shoobs and a Fab Purcell trumpet tune on an organ coming up. But first, Forêt's Pavane. Thank you. Forêt's Pervane, originally written for a small orchestra and optional chorus, written in 1887. I don't think I've ever heard it with a chorus. Sandy Toksvig is on the way.
So come on, which is your favorite? Do you rave about Rachmaninoff? Are you mad on Mozart? I'm Darren Redick, and whatever classical music lights your fire, my new Sunday Night Request show is just what you need. Tell me all about the music you love, and I could be playing it this weekend. Email classicalrequests at magic.co.uk, text classical to 61054, or send a voice note to 07593-139-729. Requests on Magic Classical, Sunday nights at 9, or listen anytime on the Rayo app.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Today is World Stroke Day. Listen to real-life stories in the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk.
And I heard he's been seeing Kelly at number 56. And Dave,
your brother.
Yep.
Specsavers opticians and audiologists own their stores, so your care is their business, which can make them rather popular.
I've got something to tell you. I've got half an hour with him this afternoon.
Specsavers. Your care is our business.
I'm coming in. Get more spice in your life with the McSpicy at McDonald's. With 100% chicken breast, in a spicy, crispy coating. The McSpicy is coming in hot. Whoa, ooh, yeah. I feel like it's kicking in now. Served after 11 a.m.
Introducing Instagram Teen Accounts with new built-in protections. Accounts are private by default, helping to protect teenagers from unwanted contact. Content and comments are automatically filtered to help ensure what they see is age-appropriate. And teenagers under 16 require parental approval to change these protections. Instagram Teen Accounts. New built-in protections for parents' peace of mind. Learn more at instagram.com/teenaccounts.
Sneak a look at your watch. The countdown to lunchtime is on. Well, at Costa, our beans are roasting, our sandwiches toasting, and we've got a deal for you. Get a delicious Costa-quality coffee with a ham and cheese, beans and cheese, or a Bosch vegan toasty from $5.99 between 11 and 2. That's lunch sorted. Costa Coffee. Price stated in select stores. Exclusions and geographical restrictions apply, subject to availability. T's and C's at costa.co.uk.
Getting money from clients can feel like trying to wrestle honey from a grizzly bear that hasn't eaten in days, while an amorous skunk clings to your leg. Not now, Skunky. But with zero online invoice payments through Stripe and Go Cardless, you can give customers more ways to pay and keep your cash flow flowing. Soon, rather than wrestling a grizzly bear, it feels more like you're cuddling a koala bear.
Aww.
On a really soft sofa, while watching your favourite soap.
I can't believe she was his mother.
The healthy business, Surge Zero, with an X.
This is the sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
It's so easy. It's really so easy. You just pop the stuff in a box and send it away. I'm already on box 3. Well, I'm going to save the money. I'm popping it all in a little pot and saving up for a holiday. It's a brilliant way of spring cleaning.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with Vintage Cash Cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you.
These things happen. Just look at that. It's a lovely cup of tea. Symphony number 6 by Schubert. The time is 11:32. My guest today is the QI host, comedian and writer Sandy Toksvig. She'll be taking to the stage at the Theatre Royal on Drury Lane in London's West End for a show called One Night Only. It's for two nights, though. I mean, could you just not think of a better title?
So here's the thing. my old mugger. Whenever you do a live show, it's never the same twice. So it does feel like it's one night only. And because we have audience participation and because the audience is different each night, it is kind of unique each evening. So I think one night only for two nights is okay.
Am I right in thinking it's a love letter to the theatre, to the stage?
I'm obsessed with the theatre. I remember going to see a very famous Danish comic when I was about 6. And I watched him holding the audience in the palm of his hand and I just thought, oh, I want to do that. And it was something about theatre. And I still have a passion for live performance. And I, even though the pandemic is now some way behind us, I think we need to get together. And I think, honestly, if they wanted to fix one of the things on the NHS, they should give out free theatre tickets for people who are depressed, because I think it makes you feel better.
Tell me why theatre seats and the curtains and everything else, red. What is it with the
red? It's a scientific reason, which is sort of curious. So red is the colour that disappears fastest into the darkness in the spectrum of what we can see. So it makes sense to have the curtains be red, because as the lights go down, the first thing that disappears from view is the red colour of the seats and the curtains. Yeah.
Tell me about the blue whale, the fact that there is a stage, which is...
So, one of the things we talk about a lot on QI is we talk about things in relation to the size of a blue whale. And we'll say, oh, how many double-decker buses it is or whatever. Anyway, I discovered this wonderful thing. The stage at Drury Lane is the widest in the West End. It's 100 foot wide. And I thought, oh, my goodness, what are the chances? A blue whale, on average, is 98 feet.
That is
long.
A big one.
This is the very first time that an audience will ever actually be able to see the size of a blue whale. So the Drury Lane stage is me, about 2 foot wide, and a whale. That's the size of the stage. Don't you love that?
Anything like that.
You say to the audience, it's the size of a blue whale. It really actually is. And I tried to see if we could get the carcass of a blue whale. We could borrow one. Apparently, it's not. You can't. I thought that might be a thing, but we can't.
Who did you ask?
The Natural History Museum.
Can we borrow?
Can I borrow the carcass of a blue whale? And apparently they're quite delicate. Who knew? Like,
did they offer
the
you
water?
Anything else? Did they say you can have an ocelot?
I think there was
two meerkats. Now, I've been reading about...
Ocelots is a great idea. What made you think of ocelots?
There's certain words that I favour. I love the word ocelot.
It's
I don't know, it just
word.
Came... It just. Oh, you can have that one.
Do you not want to start an ocelot club? I just feel
oh,
like...
Oh, I so
branding,
do.
Branding.
I would
good.
Like to have a lot of ocelots.
A lot of ocelots. I love this. Okay.
Your worst gig, apparently, Stockholm. And it was the first...
How do you know this?
Because I do my research.
Babe, that was a terrible gig. So, Stand Up came here, and then people from Sweden came and saw the shows at the Comedy Store, and they decided that they wanted to have some stand-up. So would I go and be the very first stand-up ever in Stockholm? And I said to them, can I do it in English? And they said yes, and I had a solid 20 minutes. It was guaranteed last 20 minutes. It was a good, solid 20 minutes. So I went to the club, and bear in mind, they'd never seen this before, and I went out and I did my solid 20 minutes to complete silence. It was a silence so profound, you might as well have been doing surgery. I don't know what was... It was. I've never heard a silence lighting. Anyway, I finished. I said, thank you very much. I've been Sandy Toksvig. And the audience erupted. They went mad. They were screaming, cheering, clapping, everything. And I came off stage, and there was the woman who'd organised it. And she said, that was the funniest thing I ever heard. And I said, but nobody laughed. No, we didn't like to interrupt. I said, okay, the whole thing about stand-up is something you've not entirely understood how this functions. So that, yeah, that was a really hideous, hideous night of my life.
My guest today is Sandy Toksvig. We'll talk more in a moment, but first we asked you to choose a piece of music. What have you asked to hear and why?
I'm mad about Florence Price. She was the first African-American woman to have a full orchestral piece played in the United States. She never got the credit that she deserved. I think she's remarkable, and if you don't like classical music, first of all, what are you doing listening to this? But if you don't like classical music, she is the gateway drug to classical music, and it's one of her symphonies.
Thank you.
Tinicay Orchestra and the third movement of Florence Price's Symphony No. 1, the choice of my guest, Sandy Toksvig. Don't go anywhere. There's more from Sandy on the way after Purcell's marvellously jolly trumpet tune.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Today is World Stroke Day. Listen to real-life stories in the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk.
The new iPhone 16 Pro is now available. iPhone with Apple Intelligence, the personal intelligence system that helps you write, express yourself, and get things done effortlessly. Proper good, that. Get iPhone 16 Pro and always have the latest iPhone with auto switch-up. Search O2 iPhone 16 Pro. O2. See what you can do.
New and upgrading customers. Switch up after 90 days. New price may be higher. Apple Intelligence coming December 24 with Siri and device language set to US English. Visit O2.com.
This is a message to anyone who hasn't had their coffee this morning. Guys, we've got a deal to help. At Costa, you get a rich, strong, barista-made coffee. Sounds amazing, doesn't it? An oh-so-flaky all-butter croissant and a deliciously juicy innocent juice from $5.99 until 11 a.m. So get up and go grab a deal at Costa. Costa Coffee. Price date in select stores. Exclusions apply. Subject to availability. Full T's and C's at costa.co.uk.
Benenden Health provides private healthcare for...
CEOs.
People in suits.
No, not just them. At £15.50 per employee per month, you can look after even more of your workforce.
Sure, that's the starting price.
No, that is the price.
£15.50. That works.
Join the thousands of businesses already turning to affordable private healthcare. Britain, we've got you. Search Benenden for Business. Benenden Health. Healthcare done different. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
With up to 699 miles combined range, the BYD Seal U DMI takes you further. Book a test drive at bydthewildrobot.co.uk and you could win a family adventure courtesy of DreamWorks The Wild Robot in cinemas now.
Task acquired.
And remember,
a Razum always completes its task.
Prices start from £33,205. Combined range WLTP. Actual range dependent on individual driving conditions. Price based on BYD Boost version. Other models may vary. See website for details.
Evening, Money Super 7. Ready for your starring roles?
Always ready, boss. What's today's mission?
We're here to reward people who've saved money with us.
What are we giving them?
A year of free days out at thousands of venues. And when they keep on saving with us, we'll keep on rewarding them again and again.
Sounds amazing.
It is. Now, let's get moving. The curtain's about to go up.
The Super Save Club from Money Supermarket. It's seriously rewarding. Selected products, qualifying purchase with an account. Claim free days out via app. Rewards include prepaid MasterCard or gift cards. 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
The new £5 meal deal from McDonald's. Get a cheeseburger or mayo chicken, medium fries, four McNuggets and a medium soft drink for guess what? That's right, £5. It's not called the £5 meal deal for nothing. From 11 a.m. Not available on delivery. Carbonated soft drink upgrade fees apply. Participating restaurants subject to availability.
Get Virgin Media lightning fast M125 broadband on the provider awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS network award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
goody. Andrew Lumsden on the organ and Purcell's trumpet tune. My guest today is Sandy Toksvig, who you can see on stage with One Night Only at the Theatre Royal Drury Lane in London's West End, 13th and 14th of November. Before we talk more about music, I want to talk to you about the fact that you are one of the few people I know who owns a hydraulic log splitter.
Why do you not know many? It's weird. Like, it's a normal thing.
Just one of those things. I don't know anybody who has I know people who split logs.
But they need a hydraulic one. It's so fun. It's more like a workout, really, doing it. I mean, literally tens of thousands of logs now.
Mm.
All split, in case anybody's interested. It's quite difficult. I want to sell them, right, because we're trying to raise money for this woodland that I'm rewilding. But it's quite complicated. You have to have them tested, and then you have to set... And that all costs...
Tested for what? Woodiness?
Moisture. Am I allowed to say moisture on this?
I think you're allowed to use the word moist.
I have to check for moisture. And
dampness? What other word would you use?
Funnier. Don't you? Why is it? Is it because it's moist?
Yes. It's like the word probe. Probe is inherently.
Probe and ocelot for moistness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is this the sort of conversation that you have with your friend Marin Alsop, the famous conductor?
Yes, I love her. I love her to pieces. Marin and I have been friends for a very long time. She's a genius. And I just watched her conduct Mahler's Fifth at the Royal Festival Hall.
Wow.
And it's 68 minutes. And I don't know how she does it, because it's like a workout. I've never seen anybody bounce around so much. And she doesn't seem to look at the music at all. It's in front of her, but she doesn't seem to be looking at it. She just seems to be in it.
How do they do that?
I don't know. I'm mad for Marin. I think she's one of the most... But also, she's lovely and kind. So the first time she conducted the last night of the Proms, I took her out for dinner afterwards, and I said, can we just go through this, that, and the other piece? And she went, no, I don't really want to talk about it. And my wife had been for a job interview. She said, Debbie, tell me about your job interview. But it's that kindness and concern about her friends, and she's fabulous.
You generally like a musical.
I love a musical. It's what Bob Fosse, the great American choreographer, called having a good time even in the crying scenes. And I think that's true about musical theatre. And indeed, I've just been asked to write a new musical, which I can't tell you too much about, but I'm excited to... It's a fun thing to be moving on to.
And I can't let you go without asking you about officiating at the wedding of ABBA's Bjorn and Christina. I saw those pictures and I went... What is going on?
So here's the thing. You and I have known each other a very long time, and we do know quite a lot of famous people because it's the world that we move in. And all I can tell you is that Bjorn is my friend. And he phoned me up and he said, I'm getting married to Christina. I said, oh, that's wonderful, darling. Would you come? Yes. Would you do the wedding? I said, what do you mean do? I have no skills in this area. But he and I are both humanists. Christina is Danish. We chat away in Danish. It was only about 120 people. It was a very small event. I didn't know they were going to release pictures from it. That's not why. I didn't tell anybody I was doing it. And then I made the front page of the Hindustan Times. So I feel my life is stranger than even I realised.
And also, just very briefly, tell us about Sandy Claus is coming to town at the Royal Albert Hall.
Oh,
well done for that name, because originally it was Sandy Toksvig and Friends.
Yeah. No. But also, Klaus is my father's name, so it feels like it's like the two of us. I love Christmas. We've got the Gay Men's Chorus, we've got the BBC Concert Orchestra, we've got Carrie Hope Fletcher singing. I am aware of people who maybe are a little bit lonely at Christmas. Come, whoever you are, it's going to be the most LGBT plus friendly thing you ever came to in your life. It's for the entire family. I just want people to come and enjoy themselves.
Sandy, thank you for joining us today. To book tickets for One Night Only, go to lwtheatres.co.uk. And for Sandy, I say Sandy Claus, I'm
go
sorry,
it.
It's coming to town. Go to royalalberthall.com. Sandy Toksvig, thank you for joining us on Magic Classical.
Oh, it's such a pleasure.
Thank you. Helen Jane Long's Order. Many more groovy tunes on the way between now and lunch, including a classical version of Christina Aguilera's Genie in a Bottle, a waltz by Brahms, and a gentle piano piece called Banquet Rainforest. Plus, our listener in residence reveals her second choice.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Today is World Stroke Day. Listen to real-life stories in the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk.
Getting money from clients can feel like trying to wrestle honey from a grizzly bear that hasn't eaten in days, while an amorous skunk clings to your leg. Not now, skunky. But with zero online invoice payments through Stripe and Go Cardless, you can give customers more ways to pay and keep your cash flow flowing. Soon, rather than wrestling a grizzly bear, it feels more like you're cuddling a koala bear.
Aww.
On a really soft sofa, while watching your favourite soap.
I can't believe she was his mother.
The healthy business, Surge Zero, with an X.
At Laithwaite's, we go to great lengths to bring you great wine. Like here.
Bonjour.
And here.
Hola.
And even here.
Salutare și bun venit, amice.
And we go again and again and again, tasting over 40,000 wines to share the few that make the grade. Order now at laithwaites.co.uk and enjoy 30% off selected wines and free delivery. Laithwaites. We stop at nothing to bring you great wine. Exclusions and conditions apply. See website for further details.
If you're a contractor or agency worker, you might use an umbrella company. Keep in mind that some umbrella companies break the tax rules. This could mean you're involved in tax avoidance and might end up with an unexpected tax bill. Don't get caught out. Learn to spot the signs, such as an umbrella company promising you higher take-home pay. And if you need help leaving a tax avoidance scheme, contact HMRC. Search Don't Get Caught Out on gov.uk.
Sneak a look at your watch. The countdown to lunchtime is on. Well, at Costa, our beans are roasting, our sandwiches toasting, and we've got a deal for you. Get a delicious Costa quality coffee with a ham and cheese, beans and cheese, or a Bosch vegan toastie from £5.99 between 11 and 2. That's lunch sorted. Costa Coffee. Price stated in select stores. Exclusions and geographical restrictions apply, subject to availability. T's and C's at costa.co.uk.
Players of People's Postcode Lottery have raised over £1.4 billion for good causes, helping deliver good news for charities like Battersea, Ellen MacArthur Cancer Trust, Trussell, Ending Hunger Together, and Riding for the Disabled Association. See, even Bobby says thanks. Because what the world needs now is you. PPL manages lotteries for 20 charities. A minimum of 33% of each ticket price goes to charity. Not available in Northern Ireland. Conditions apply. 18+.
Did you know that new McDonald's mini hash browns are direct descendants of the OG McDonald's hash brown? Fascinating. With their telltale crunchiness and warm golden hue, every mini hash brown is descended from greatness. Only £1.49 for five. They're in the family for a limited time only. Served until 11 a.m. Price may vary across restaurants. Subject to availability.
With LV, I can get my car insurance from just £349. Just the price I'm after right now. And if I'm hit by an uninsured driver, I won't lose my no-claim discount. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers paid £349 or less February to July 2024. Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. The Conservatives say they support in principle a rumoured 6% increase to the national minimum wage, but say the pressure it'll add on businesses can't be overlooked. An increase in employer national insurance contributions in tomorrow's budget has also been widely reported, with announcements already on the NHS and rises to the cap on bus fares. Chancellor Rachel Reeves is promising to fund a further 2 million appointments a year, though insists health service reform will take time. Dr. Dr. Sonia Adesaras, an NHS doctor.
I have patients who are waiting months, sometimes years, to get the treatment that they need. You know, I've got children having to wait 6 months to see a psychiatrist. That needs to be addressed as an urgent priority.
Women and children are said to be among 60 people reportedly killed in Israeli airstrikes in northern Gaza. Meanwhile, Hezbollah has announced a new leader after Hassan Nasrallah was killed last month. Sheikh Naim Qassem is to lead the Lebanese militant group. This comes as the Prime Minister says Israel must ensure that the main aid agency in Gaza can still continue its work. Yesterday, Israel's parliament voted to ban the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian refugees. Back here, a man's in a critical condition in hospital after an explosion in Staffordshire. It's happened at a block of flats in Burntwood overnight. Our reporter Alice Smith is there for us this lunchtime.
Well, the two-storey flat, which sits above a row of shops, is completely burnt out. Its windows and some furniture are lying scattered on the ground below. Police and fire crews are on the scene, with the area around the flat cordoned off while they investigate the cause of the explosion. Local people are stopping to look at the blackened flat, with some unsurprisingly shocked by the scene. A man remains in hospital.
More than 1,000 staff at Ford are going on strike from tomorrow in a row over pay. The carmaker says it'll engage with the Unite Union to resolve the matter. And Liam Payne's first posthumous song, Do No Wrong, will arrive on Friday. The 31-year-old former One Direction member fell from a hotel balcony in Argentina earlier this month. Cloudy but mostly dry, some brighter spells in the east, highs between 13 and 16 Celsius. That's the latest. I'm Becky Cahill.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.